of executives? Do you know black is an executive color? The president of Nigeria, do you know that his car is black? All the excellencies, do you know that the color of their cars are black? Black is a special color. That's the truth. So don't let the devil push you to go and bleach your skin. If you have been bleaching, stop it and let the natural one come out. So that you can get your husband. Beauty. And see, I must add this one. Look, you short sister, don't try to be tall. Don't try to be tall. There are some brothers that like short sisters. The reason is because they like to hold them as their pets. Every time they want to carry them. Honey, 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 honey. That's the truth. There are some men that big women intimidate them. So when they say big woman, they feel intimidated. So they like the small, small ones. Small, small ones. Whereas there are some men, they, although they are short, but are that big, big one they want. There's one short sister that was telling me that so brother came. I said, why you no agree? He said, he's too short. I said, but you too, you're short now. He said, that's the reason why he's looking for tall one. So that their children can go between that one and them. The sister is sitting down there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And please, please, brother, don't just look yourself too. Because there are some brothers that have white hair. Then they will go and carry polish every time they're polishing it. Now, see, white hair is not induced. It's natural. These days, white hair does not mean old age. Young women have white hair. In fact, they even do style with it. There are young men, by the time you reach 30-something, you begin to see some white hair coming. Don't, there is a reason why God allowed that hair like that. He created you like that. Praise the Lord. Because there is a sister that told me, she's young. She said she does not want a young man for a husband. I said, why? He said, because she wants a man that has already, he don't see life tire. So now he's ready to settle. No, be the one where he married, finish, go, devil has to do Navigi. You don't know where the man don't go now. You don't know where the man don't go now. So I began to think, could that be the reason why some brothers never get wife? Because there is a sister that he has prepared for you who wants elderly looking people to marry. So you see, anyway, concerning choice, sister, the first thing is beauty. I mean, prayer after prayer, beauty. So sister, keep yourself presentable. See, I say presentable. That word presentable is loaded. Praise God. Keep yourself presentable. And why we need to emphasize this in a church like this that preach holiness, the people, sisters, some sisters believe that the evidence of holiness is that you're going to dress haggardly. That's not holiness, so. Sister, you are a young girl. Stop dressing like an old woman. Sister, every time, buba, rapa, buba, rapa, buba, rapa, somebody will think you are somebody's wife. Don't delay your marriage. Dress in a way, hallelujah, that will be inviting. Everything about you is saying, I'm available. I'm available. For you, I'm available. When they see you, they will know you are available. It's true. I had to make a sister last week Sunday to remove engagement ring. She didn't wear engagement ring. I said, why are you wearing engagement ring? Are you engaged? He said, no. She's just the wearer. How can you just be wearing it? No, no, how many men you have scared away from you? Now for my office then, I come out. Dress in a way that will tell everybody, I am available. See my hand. I never marry you. I'm still free. Praise the Lord. Every time you there, they say, this scarf that you put for her is only during worship. The Bible says, when praying or prophesying, your hair is given to you as a covering, as a glory. That is your natural covering. That's why William Branham emphasized that it is wrong for a woman to cut her hair. Don't cut your hair and look like a man. There are some women that like to look like men. See, everything about you must be feminine. Everything about you must be feminine. The way you talk must be feminine. There are some women that have the voice of man. Go and train your voice to talk like a woman. Because somebody will give you his brother's phone number. You must dress like a woman. Act like a woman. You are feminine. The way you walk, walk like a woman. Talk like a woman. And when I say walk like a woman naturally is fragile. She likes a man. That's why they make it so that she will need a man. A man that will take care of her, tend her, look after her, you know. That is her. So she's there behaving every time like a small picking for house, you know. So it is a nature inside of them. That's why it is easier for a woman to cry than for a man to cry. Anytime a man is always crying, that man has a complication. If a proper man wants to cry, he won't even let the wife see say they cry. You want to cry, you go run outside. Go cry. When you finish, come back. A woman is fragile. So you are here in the church. You don't know which brother is looking at you now. Sister, I'm talking to the single sisters now. You don't know which man is looking at you now. So when you want to walk, don't walk like a man. There are some women that walk like a man. Every time you see that, they walk like this. Don't do that. Walk like a woman. You know, walk, you know. See, women have a special way they walk. Praise the Lord. Sister, when you are leaving your house, rub powder. So women, they say, we are enter message. We're enter message. Then you bow. Wah. Then just bow. Ru, ru, ru. Carry your Bible. Original. Dress very well. Rub powder for your face. I didn't say paint your face. So if you paint your face, your husband will pass you, will not recognize you. Because your husband, your picture was brought to him in a dream. So he has been looking for you. The person where he see, you know, wear your ring. The person where he see, you know, painting face, you know, painting leg. So when you come like this, and the person where he see, now African, not be Indian. So when he see you, they pass with long hair. Your hair long, so that he reach here for back. It will pass you, unknown to him. An attachment you put. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if a woman wears trouser and your husband is coming, how will he know it's a woman passing? So wear that which pertains to a woman, like the man will wear that which pertains to a man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Few minutes, let me just make this comment and we close for now. Hallelujah. And then we go to the Lord's table. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Set the table. Set the table. Okay. Set the table as they talk. Only married people go. Single one, sit down. Married people go. Old time marriage. Old time marriage. Yes, you can go. Madweke, you can go. Yes, you can go. Ogwajo, how long are you married? You can go. Afam, sit down. Jonathan, you can go. Who again? Iman, sit down. Wait, go, sit down. Who? The rest can go. Philip, you can go. Where is Philip? We don't go. Who again? The rest of you, sit down. Jerry, sit down. Everybody sit down. Praise the Lord. Come and set the table and let's go straight to the table now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After the beauty that attracted the man, the thing that will make the man to stay is what? Character. That's where I say I will come to the women too. It is character. It is a woman of character. Where do they go? Where do they go? They are married. They are hungry. I won't give you bread now. I'm bringing the bread now. Praise the Lord. Maybe they are visitors. The rest of us, sit down and listen. We are closing now. We are taking the communion and we are going home. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. I say it is character. That is what was exhibited when Christ went to that fig tree. Beautiful tree. But when he came, there was no fruit there. A beautiful tree. The beauty attracted him. But when he came there, there was no character. There was no fruit. What happened? He cursed the fig tree. Brother, what you are looking for is character. That's the only thing that will keep that relationship. That is why I believe in courtship. After the beauty attracted you, you need courtship period to confirm the character. Beauty can deceive the character. You can't pretend and hide your character for too long. And that's the reason why I say, don't meet a man today and marry him next month. No matter how you rush. Find out the reason why you rush. Why are you rushing? Are you hiding something from me? Let's take time and know one another. Praise the Lord. Let's take time and know one another. You will soon discover why he's coming near you, sister. Because sometimes the reason he's coming close to you is not marriage. He wants to take advantage of you. He wants to sleep with you. And a man that truly loves you, sex cannot be the attraction. Sex should not and will never be the attraction. And when a man comes to you and sees you as a sex symbol, that is all he will continue to use you for. That is why there must be a courtship period. There is no doctrine that gives a specific time period. No. But it should be a reasonable period. Reasonable enough for you to study and give you enough time to make a reasonable decision. Yes, I know it's quick-tempered, but I think I can manage this anger. Or he is quick-tempered, I can't manage this anger because the other day, he carried knife pursue me. Yes, The other day, he beat me, I faint. I never marry Amo, and he beat me like this. If I go marry Amunko, brother, the thing no go work. Go your way, I go my way. There's nothing wrong about you disengaging from a relationship. Nothing wrong. If you have found out that the character is not good enough. So, the character is both sides. Both the woman, the man has his own character, the woman has her own character that will help you make a decision to live together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to stop on that for today. We will talk more. I have something to read, but I'll read it next week. Amen. Read it. The effect of anger. The reason why people shout at each other when they are angry. Anger. Eh? I should say it. You are not too hungry to hear it. Hallelujah. This is the reason why people shout. Let me read it for you. Listen. Hallelujah. A theology professor, I wish those people moving around would just sit down and listen. A theology professor was teaching about anger. He asked his students, why do we shout in anger? Why do people shout at each other when they are upset? The students thought for a while, and one of them said, because we lose our calm, we shout for that. But why shout when the other person is just next to you? Asked the professor. Isn't it possible to speak to him or her with a soft voice? Why do you shout at a person when you are hungry? The students gave some other answers, but none satisfied the professor. Finally, he explained, this is the reason. When two people are angry at each other, their hearts psychologically distance themselves. To cover the distance, they must shout to be able to hear each other. The angrier they are, the stronger they will shout to hear each other through that great distance. Then the professor asked, what happens when two people fall in love? They don't shout at each other, but what do? They talk softly. Why? Because their hearts are psychologically very close. The distance between them is very small. The professor continued, when they love each other even more, what happens? They do not speak. They only whisper. And they get even closer to each other in their love. Finally, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me read it again. The professor continued, when they love each other even more, what happens? They do not speak, only whisper. And they even get even closer to each other in their love. Finally, they even need not whisper. They only look at each other, and that's all. So next time you shout at a loved one, know that you are creating distance between your heart and that person's heart. After reading this, I now understand why people shout. When you see a husband and wife, everything is working well. You only be hearing whispers from your neighbor's house. Whisper, whisper, whisper. Smother you. Hallelujah. Sorry. Praise the Lord. But when they start to fight, because when you are in love, your heart are very close. So once you just stand and look at your wife, you know, just looking at each other, without talking with your mouth, you already communicate. Because your heart is so close. But anger separates your heart from one another. So before she can hear you, you must shout. That's why we must keep anger away. And let love bind us together, because love is a binding force. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will continue with that process next Sunday, God willing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you 20 minutes to stretch yourself and come back when it's exactly 4:30.